WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge will decide today whether Donald Trump's 32 felony convictions should be tossed, given the recent Supreme Court ruling about presidential immunity. Trump picking a few more names for his cabinet, including Marco Rubio, sources say, for Secretary of State. Former Congressman Lee Zeldin is head of the EPA. The FAA is deciding whether to ban U.S. Airlines from flying into Haiti after a Spirit Airlines plane was shot at by gangs as it approached the runway. Here's ABC's Connor Finnegan.
The plane was just about 550 feet off of the ground when pilots had to divert to the neighboring Dominican Republic. One flight attendant on board suffered minor injuries during the action. Multiple airlines now have suspended their services, including JetBlue and American Airlines. The airport there in Port-au-Prince remains closed.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, head of the Church of England, has resigned after an investigation found he failed to tell police in a timely manner about abuse at volunteer summer camps. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State Superintendent Jill Underly is asking lawmakers for more than $4 billion in state funding to help meet the needs of local schools, their students, and their education. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's public schools have experienced a decade of increasing financial constraints due to underfunding from the state. The proposal advocates for raising revenue limits for schools based on inflation. Nearly half of Wisconsin's school districts have gone to referendum this year, many of them just to stay afloat. Meanwhile, Wisconsin currently has a $4.6 billion budget surplus. Underly says this would help students, staff, and schools without forcing taxes to skyrocket.
My budget proposal allows school funding to catch up to where it needs to be. The first step is simply increase these limits, and then we provide enough state funding to limit property taxes from rising too much.
Some other highlights of the proposal include increasing the reimbursement rate for special education costs, increasing per pupil aid and general aid, and funding the out-of-school time grant program. These are also complemented by property tax limit increases. The DPI's overall budget request is slated to be released in full later this month.
A Badgers football staffer has resigned after allegedly driving intoxicated, hitting a sign, breaking a fence, and ending up in somebody's front yard. Jack Del Rio was a special advisor to head coach Luke Fickle. He spent 35 years playing and coaching in the NFL. Madison police say he was arrested for OWI on the west side early Friday morning after finding him walking away from the scene. Fickle announced Del Rio would be moving on after joining the team over the summer. The Badgers play number one ranked Oregon this weekend, and they're hungry. They need just one more win to clinch a bowl spot. Check out our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Milwaukee Bucks tried to avoid the cellar. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it. All of us. Me, them. Together.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. It will become a little breezy by late this afternoon and especially into this evening. Our high today in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk about why everything is going to be just fine in the future.
From Substack, Mike McCabe will explain.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Yeah. There's a lot of blame game going. Post hoc, post game analysis attacking Biden and attacking Democrats for failing to win over Latino voters. But the disturbing thing about this election isn't new, right? And that's sort of maybe it's why I'm not taking this as badly as people might think. It's like the problem was we always had 40 or 45% or whatever the number is, people who are going to vote for him anyway. They may tell you, oh, it's the price of eggs, but they, you know, if it weren't that, it would be, it would be something else. Some of those. I mean, I think there are legitimate voters. There are voters who are actual swing voters who have been negatively affected by inflation.
Yeah, someone said, I didn't know Americans like an egg so much that they trade their democracy for them.
Yeah.
That was George Conway, who went on to say,
among the 40-something percent who are going to be there no matter what, they consume an information diet that is, self-selected in a way that that is addictive. Mm-hmm. And they, and this is essentially, we have a bubble around 40% of the population at least. And they don't know basic things about what Trump has done. Whenever Trump says something crazy and starts to perform vulgar acts on a microphone, they change the channel. The network changes the channel.
Yeah, yeah. Fox News, it cuts away. Yeah, total sane washing. But this is what I mean, Jody. We were saying Democrats have all these policies that were good for the working class. Mm-hmm. Trump had a bunch of lies that let you blame other people mm-hmm. for what's wrong with your life. And I guess that was easier this time around. Wajahat Ali said, why was Kamala Harris a terrible candidate? 81 million Americans, a record, voted for Biden-Harris. This is the last time. She was then given 2 months to launch a campaign. She will lose only by about 1.3 to 1.5 points during a historical phenomenon in which nearly every single incumbent party lost around the world. Not a flawless campaign, mistakes for sure, but explain how she was terrible compared to a convicted felon who filleted a microphone and was held liable for assault and incited an insurrection. Show your work. Thank you. So it's just all of this. By the way, we're getting a lot of texts. Von Seal in Asheville said, don't dial back. You are our spleen and it needs venting. Go on with your bad self. And then Travis Bone texted Sean and said, I'm concerned about her, but thank God she has an almost fully trained nurse in there. Sean is in nursing school. Like, Sean, what are the signs of a stroke? Is the thing in our PSA or is it what's happening?
Do you smell toast?
I do.
Not good.
That you probably just made toast, though, just to F with me. Yeah.
That's what Chris and I are doing now. We're just making toast.
Just every morning.
Every morning we just make a lot burning? Of really burnt toast.
That's the funny. Same toast.
Yeah. The same toast over and over again.
What did I say about lift someone up? Don't tweak them when they're on the edge of the cliff. Don't like, just, your friends are right on the edge. Just do the thing that's going to send them right over. Okay. Listen, if you're angry, Jody Hamilton is the gal for you. She is a middle child. She's a Capricorn.
And I'm
she's
Irish. Do not mess with me.
And she has a song for us. She will stay mad forever. Shut up! Why don't you just shut up? Oh, well, that, but then the other one, too.
Here we go.
Sean, you do have also a film degree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll be back for elder care when you have your nursing degree for me. But in the meantime, Oh No, She Twint tweeted, this feels like we're in one of those Jurassic Park sequels where a lot of us were like, hey, let's not try this again because last time the dinosaurs got loose. But other people were like, well, maybe the dinosaurs won't get loose this time.
Yeah. They always do.
Yeah.
They always do. Life will find a way.
What's the other one? He doesn't want to be fed. He wants to hunt. Don't you understand who Donald Trump is? They're just testing the fences right now. See? Clever girl. Yeah, Christy Noem, clever girl. Ugh. Okay. Oh, boy. Yes. Oh, here's another one for you. Frank Conniff. Enjoyed the Penguin series, but I don't know. The idea that a fat, disgusting, evil, monstrous villain can succeed in this country just doesn't seem plausible to me.
And by the way, the Penguin is really good.
I can't watch anything dark. Life is too dark right now. Richard in WCPT Chicago.
Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, radio sister. I'm glad you're well. I'm not going to ask how you are.
Well, does this seem well to you? I'm sorry, Richard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does. Because you're fighting, damn it. That's what it means. We're not going to lay down and take it and any of that craziness. I had a caller this morning that said to me, Richard, have you checked in on Stephanie Miller? And I said, I have. We text. But I just wanted to let you know that we got you. And
you,
we
baby.
All have each other right now.
We need
the
each
one
other
thing that
more
cannot
than ever.
Happen.
Yeah.
We need each other more than ever. And the other thing, too, Stephanie, you've been saying it, is that the circular firing squad has to end.
Yeah.
We have to take our fire hose and direct it at the issues and Republicans and make sure that we're united. That's common sense, but a lot of people are still working through it. So let's just keep encouraging people to stay in the fight, fist up, the Chicago way. You know, when they bring a, you know what, you know what we bring to the fight.
Yep.
So
we need
just
every,
wanted to encourage you and send you that little bit of love.
Thank you, baby. We need every alpha liberal we can in the fight right now. Olivia Troy, our buddy, our pal, formerly of Trump's last Homeland Security Department, said Trump's plan to appoint Tom Homan as border czar is no accident. Homan's track record, extreme and ineffective policies that target all immigrants, not just criminals. But the real goal here is deeper, dismantling DHS and unraveling our Homeland Security framework as we know it. It's not about solutions. It's about disruption. Can I just say that? All of these analysis that people are writing, chaos voters, analyst reveals why Trump supporters want to watch things burn. Okay, well, you elected the arsonist. You're going to watch things burn now.
Yeah.
I mean, a desire for chaos is a key reason some supporters of Trump are thrilled he'll resume the White House in 2025, despite economic plans that experts warn could ignite an inflation bomb. Everybody's like, experts, right? And, he was dubbed one of the singularly worst presidents in American history, has repeatedly targeted people of color in his campaign. The analyst said this election is a chance for white men to throw a middle finger at people who talk down to you. This is the day you get to throw a human Molotov cocktail. Oh, my God. Really? Really? Oh, God. The sad saga of the downtrodden white man in America again.
I'm done with that.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Should I give this one to Sean? He's smarter than all of us put together, no offense.
He's so smart.
Okay, Sean. Who said the American fascist would prefer not to use violence? His method is to poison the channels of public information. With a fascist, the problem is never how best to present the truth to the public, but how best to use the news to deceive the public into giving the fascist and his group more money or more power.
That's a Bob Dylan song, right?
Oh, that was good,
maybe,
though.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Vice President Henry Wallace. But
close enough.
Wasn't he one of Dylan's songwriters? I think so. I'm just making up now. Okay. All right, one last one, Sean, for you. Dark and difficult times lie ahead. Soon we must all face the choice between what is right and what is easy. But remember, you have friends here. You're not alone.
I'm going to say it again. That's Bob Dylan.
No. Well, that could be Stephanie Miller in the Stephanie Miller Show, but no, it's Dumbledore. Albus Dumbledore.
Well, that's Harry Pottery.
Right. I knew that.
Because you read all the books.
Okay. Dean Obadala said, as you're seeing, the right, along with their wealthy allies, are attempting to find Trump's quote-unquote win in a way that is bigger than it was. Their goal is to get us to submit to their goals. Do not submit. Oh, I got you on that, Dean. So does Jody Hamilton, who reminds you to just shut up. Just all of you, just shut up. Just
all of you, just shut up.
Yeah. Why don't you just shut up? I'm going to keep doing that. You're not even looking at me.
What? I can see it there.
I really I think I'm
I can see it on the
this
monitor.
Kind of early. He's not even pressing yet. This is kind of early for me to... Wow, I'm losing it. Okay, Seth, our homo of hope. Hello.
Hello, heteros and hetero-adjacent Stephanie.
Yes.
So here's what I think. First of all...
Oh, that's right. I'm the only gay in the village.
You
this
are
week.
This last yeah, 2 days.
You're the solo mo today.
Ah.
Theme song. I want a mashup.
It's so lonely being the only gay in the village.
And suddenly I have a British accent.
I want your... Exactly. So I want to, for the theme song, mash up Jody's fight with I Want to See You Be Brave. It'd be amazing. And I think what will warm our country's heart, what I need, is I think people need to start naming their baby girl Kamala. I want to see next year, like, that is, like, the number one name for baby
there
girl.
There you go. We'll get to Kamala one way or another.
Yes. And now, I'll tell you one thing. This circling firing squad's got to stop. It's the media, stupid. And if one more person gets on there and starts blaming each other, they can suck cucumbers. Because Ooh. That is, it wow. is the media, the
right.
disinformation, the well, echo chamber. And that's it.
Seth,
and
tell me exactly, how the lowest jobless rate in 50 years, inflation lower, you know, than before the pandemic, the best economy anywhere in the world. Tell me how it's the economy, right? It's again, it's people, what the media has told them the economy mm-hmm. is. It's not, okay. All right. You know, Uh-oh. You didn't know there would be bonus rounds, did you, Sean? Who said, a hero is someone who keeps trying to do the right thing, even when they feel the walls closing in, and we can all do that. It's not winning that makes a hero, it's doing the right thing when it's hard to do the right thing. That's an idea to hold on to.
That's a Beatles.
No! Heather Cox Richardson.
Wow, see?
Was our guest yesterday,
yeah.
who we love so much. All right, this is it. This is our last chance. Who said, 'tis the time's plague when madmen lead the blind?
That's Shakespeare, right?
It was King Lear.
That's Shakespeare.
Well,
oh.
all right.
That is Shakespeare.
Oh, is it? Okay.
King Lear. That's
no.
Shakespeare.
You're not supposed to get this right.
He got it right.
Sue in Rockville. Hello. Hello, Sue.
Well, hi, guys.
Hello, hi.
I just want to say two quick things, because I am one of the people who is stepping back. I've spent 10 years trying to educate people, and they're not interested. So that's okay. I have other things to do. But what I do want to say, I think it's important. First of all, I'm happy to see the Harris campaign doing a recount. There is no way in hell that more than 15 million Democrats stayed home as opposed to 2020. It didn't happen. We know Starlink and Musk
Sue,
are involved.
Part of it, they're saying, DOJ is the votes in California have not been counted, and there are millions of those votes.
Yeah,
so I think we need to wait.
Lawrence, give it a second.
Yeah, Lawrence O'Donnell is right. We need all the votes counted. All of that being said, I have no doubt this was cheated. They were targeted to 7 swing states. Most of those states elected Democratic senators, but then switched for Trump. I don't buy it. It smells to high heaven. But that being said, 70 million Americans chose this guy. Mm-hmm. They are willfully ignorant, profoundly stupid. They're the ones who have to change. We don't have to change. We are tolerant. We are kind. We are loving. We are empathic. We want democracy. We believe in patriotism. We put our country before our party. And that's why the circular firing squad is ridiculous. And, you know, hell, go to hell, all the Democrats blaming each other. And go to hell, Maureen Dowd and all of the people who sit on their high perches after doing nothing to educate this population. And
in fairness, I had resigned her to hell a long time ago.
Don't
this is not new.
I appreciate that.
All right, Sue, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll talk to JoJo from Jurors about this. John, our friend John Pavlovitz has been talking about this, too. He said if the Democrats don't initiate a recount for the swing states and bring an investigation into Elon Musk's involvement in the Trump campaign, they're willingly ceding our nation to fascism. In the face of results across seven states that defy any precedent or reasonable explanation. I understand, like we said yesterday, Jody, I understand people.
Yes.
I think there are so many, like you were talking about the AOC Trump voters. There, frankly, are just a lot of things that don't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
In this election. But anyway, let's wait till the count is done in Pennsylvania and California.
Yeah.
Stephen King, who we love. By the way, when Stephen King says this is going to be a nightmare,
He would know.
You best believe it.
He would know.
But he got thrown off Twitter yesterday for saying Elon Musk is the first lady. Amber said, as much as I want to push back at anyone using lady as a slur against a man for obvious reasons, I do love that Elon is having such a fit over being misgendered, considering what he's done to his trans child.
Exactly.
Stephen King, I see what you did there.
Yep. Elon shouldn't.
Any act of resistance, I'm,
yep.
I'm for it. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, do I need temperature regulation right now? Yes, I do. Oh. Cozy Earth. I got my new comforter. Oh my God! It's like the angels. I'm sleeping under angels.
That's nice.
I'm telling you, I already had the Cozy Earth sheets and the duvet cover. You've got to get the You got to get the whole thing. I'm telling you right now, it's a slippery slope. I have the jammies. It's just I am in little tiny like layers of softness. My Cozy Earth pajamas. OMG! They're called the bamboo pajama set. They're made from viscose from bamboo. It makes them incredibly soft, super soft. They're stylish. They're temperature regulating. Perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Temperature regulating fabrics to keep you cool and cozy. They got men's and women's pajamas for the holidays.
Men's-es.
Everybody loves this Cozy Earth. Yes. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie up to 40% off. That's right, 40% off at CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
This is crazy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, here we go. Rude Pundit, with a great point, says it's not just that right-wing media exists that needs to be countered. We need to counter the things that make people believe right-wing media. And yes, I know racism, misogyny, transphobia are high up on the list there. That's true. Mm-hmm. Like, we're on our side, we're like, how can you even believe such ridiculous lies? Particularly, like, let's just take Haitians eating people's pets. It was not just debunked. It was debunked by all the Republican officials.
Yes, exactly.
But I think that's the cult aspect of they only believe what he says, right? Nothing else seems to matter. Rude also said over on Truth Toilet, Trump is saying that any Republican that wants to lead the Senate must allow him to do recess appointments without interference. In other words, he wants to put his people in without any vetting or hearings or voters. Pure dictator.
Yep.
That's how we get Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. I live in hell! Malaria hell, and I don't know. Polio and God knows what else will
Smallpox.
Be back. Sherilyn Eiffel, thank you. She said, can white voters ever be held responsible for anything? A majority of white voters in the most prosperous country in the world with the strongest economy made an utterly irresponsible and reckless choice of a convicted felon, serial, lying, racist, unstable authoritarian as president with potentially catastrophic consequences for this country and the world. And we are being gaslit into blaming Democrats. Can we ever call a thing a thing? she was referring to an article, right. Eight Dem choices. How many Republican choices created this? Thank you. Oh, this one. Kerry Wilson, you know how toddlers get suspiciously quiet when they're cutting their hair or dumping a bag of flour all over the kitchen? That's what it feels like right now.
Yeah.
It's horse in the hospital time again.
It is.
Or when your dogs are quiet and you can't find them.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Charlie Pierce next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Common Council will finalize its budget tonight. That comes after voters approved a $22 million referendum, which would have forced a 5% cut in city services. But one thing that's still on the chopping block is Madison's Office of the Independent Police Monitor. That and the Civilian Oversight Board could lose about half their funding under the current plan. But some alders are working to change that down to the wire here. They found enough money to only have to cut about $50,000 from their budget instead of nearly $200,000. It's a proposed amendment to that budget, and it'll be discussed tonight. Meanwhile, just before these possible cuts, the Police Monitor has released plans for her first investigations. This office was first created after protests in 2020 and has faced quite a few setbacks and could still have more. Hiring took a while. There were multiple false starts. Then Independent Police Monitor Robin Copley had to go on medical leave. Now they're facing cuts. Copley announced the office will start looking into a department-wide policy, a regular police procedure, and reviewing a past case. Copley says the goal is to create pathways of healing between the city of Madison and its police department. They'll also be starting a collaboration with UCLA, where they'll be analyzing cell phone data to determine whether Madison police spend more time in neighborhoods with more people of color. Copley says they need more input from the community because that drives all their work. But all of this hinges on the budget passed tonight. And a record number of Madisonians are riding the city's B-cycles, the bikes scattered across the city available to rent. They've hit 1.5 million rides since 2022. That's more than they had in the previous decade. The company says the UW community is largely to thank for that surge. They get discounted membership rates and unlimited rides under 90 minutes. Staff from B-Cycle say they hope to replicate this success in other cities. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. It will become a little breezy by late this afternoon and especially into this evening. Our high today in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's campaign.
brought up, which is the question about retribution. You also lead the weaponization of the federal government subcommittee. Mm-hmm. Trump has repeatedly threatened to prosecute Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Liz Cheney, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, General Mark Milley, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, New York AG Letitia James, and that's just some of the people he has talked about. Do you support him using the Justice Department to go after the people who disagree?
He didn't do it his first term. What I support is stopping.
Right, but this is a second term.
Oh, God. Miss Jacket McJackass, we're going to have to listen to for 4 years, Jim Jordan. How far down are we on the list? Oh, So I emailed someone today that it's something I'm saving money on. I'm like, good, because I'm going to need to buy gum in my deportation camp.
Well, yeah. So, you need something in your
I'm way down the list past those people. So, all right. We'll ask our friend where he is on the list on the deportation.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie. Hi.
You were late to the chair, but that was only because you were upstairs primping for JoJo.
Yes. That's right. Speaking of deportation, Stuart Stevens says Elon Musk suggests support for replacing democracy with government of, quote, high-status males. Right. And you just said deport this mother or do it now. Mm-hmm. And I guess misogyny is still not any part of this whole thing that just happened.
Oh, absolutely
right?
Not. No. They'd have voted for a woman who, as long as, like, bacon was cheap.
Charlie. What?
Look, I will do almost anything for bacon. I really will. no kidding. I will sell off, like, internal body parts for bacon. I will not give up democracy for bacon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. A
man has to make a stand somewhere.
We have not talked to you since the election. Just
The last time we spoke, hope was in the air.
Yes.
It was everywhere.
Someone tweeted, I miss the person I was last Monday.
Hey, listen, I just spent the morning writing, 600 words about what a clown and a goof Marco Rubio is. So I'm in a pretty good mood, all things considered.
Is that not the, they're all so pathetic, Charlie, but it's just, oh my God, all these people that are on record warning about Donald Trump that are now just, how about Nikki Haley and what's his name? What did he, in record time, she even sucks up back to him after he humiliates her again and says she won't be in the administration.
Well, he goes out of his way to humiliate Rubio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure he didn't just leak the name so he could make Rubio look foolish again.
Yeah. And by the way, Julia Davis said, Pompeo and Haley's stance on Ukraine is not in alignment with Trump, Vance, Musk, and Putin. That's why. We're fully in whatever Putin says land, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's, if I was a voter in Moldova, I would not have been happy with the results last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, and I don't even want to think about the three Baltic states.
By the way, we had Heather Cox Richardson on yesterday, who was
I know you.
Fantastic.
You really clapped up the joint yesterday.
Right? I know. Now you're dragging it down again, Charlie.
I am. I did. I consider it my job to be, Heather's wingman in that regard.
But she retweeted, I think it's Ann Applebaum, that said, a world in which autocracies work together to stay in power, work together to promote their system, work together to damage democracies is not some distant dystopia. That world is one we're living in right now. I mean, every time you try to get your head around how bad this is going to be, you're like, oh, the puppy killer's in charge of Homeland Security, right?
I saw that. And Lee Zeldin is going to head up the EPA. Lee Zeldin knows about as much about environmental issues as a goat knows about opera. But he's a loyalist. The president-elect is making sure he doesn't hire any, like, closet liberals like Rex Tillerson or Jeff Sessions this time around.
Yeah. And by
he's
the
making
way,
sure he's got safe ones in the bag.
I love, speaking of this whole, misogyny thing, Tom Nichols said, we're going to have to live through an administration advised by guys who are still mad about the pain of prom night. Seriously, Jody, right? Try to tell any woman right now, misogyny was no part of this.
Right.
It's not all of it. Racism's not all of it, but it's certainly part of it. But Charlie, what you and I've talked about for years and years It is this both sides do it media and their entire right-wing disinformation ecosystem that, you know, enabled people to believe a complete solid wall of lies rather than, you know, a party with that has enacted actual policies that have helped them.
A week before the election, they held a rally in Madison Square Garden where they dressed what they really are up in blinding pink neon and showed it to the entire country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I am not happy with my fellow citizens at all.
Yeah.
I am focusing most of my rage on that.
Thank you. Instead of having to beat up fellow Democrats on what's wrong with Democrats, what's wrong with the people who voted for a convicted felon rapist? Let's look at that for a second, right?
Yeah, you know, and I don't care why they did it, okay? Although I suspect the price of bacon is not really high on the list. I don't care why they did it. They did it. And we all have to live with it. So, yes, I can be very ticked off with a majority of my fellow citizens for making me live under this clown for another 4 years.
Yeah.
When we knew what it was like.
And, Charlie, as we were saying, all the progressive policies are popular. They won. But the same people that voted for abortion rights voted for the rapist who took away their abortion rights. I mean, a lot of it. Jody and I have been talking about the voters that supported both Trump and AOC. So she solicited responses from locals who backed both her and Trump. One said it's real simple. Trump and you care for the working class. Trump doesn't care for the working class. Oh, my God. Okay.
We know he doesn't pay it.
Right. Right.
You know, the working class.
Another
said, doesn't work for him.
Yeah. Another one said, voted Trump, but I like you and Bernie. I don't trust either party establishment politicians. She isn't a party establishment politician. She's a Democrat, which is the working class.
She's worked her head, her hind end off to be an establishment Democratic politician.
Thank you.
She's really good at it.
One said, I feel like you and Trump are both real. I feel you are both outsiders compared to the rest of D.C. and less establishment. I'm sorry, people are idiots. One supporter said, the responses you got make me want to barf. I'm with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, Charlie, it's like we were saying, it's not whatever, price of bacon, the economy. It's the people's perception of it, right? Because of, once again, you know, the right-wing media, both sides do it media. I mean, it just... That's what's infuriating, is I keep saying, Charlie, if we lost on real issues and we just lost on the issues, we were just wrong about taxes or whatever, you know, according to most people. There is nothing true that they won on.
No, and the problem was, of course, that the winning campaign had absolutely nothing to do with issues.
Right.
They don't have an economic plan.
Right. And they weren't asked for one. He didn't do any interviews. Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, you know, that there's that too. But the fact is, he gambled, and it looks like successfully, on the fact that issues don't matter at the presidential level.
Right.
That's just bizarre to me. I mean, that runs contrary to everything I've experienced in my life.
Yeah.
But that's it. We get to listen to you do your Vive la Resistance thing again.
Yes, I've got to brush up on French words again because once.
Well, not just that. I want you to run down that roster of French actresses you want to knock boots with.
Catherine Deneuve.
That was the last one, and you got to get in line behind me on that one, big guy.
It's good. Yeah, we keep talking about Jesse Waters saying footage of deportations is going to be hysterical. He referred to Trump as a father. This is, can I just say how weird and misogynistic all this crap is, yeah. Jody? Waters referred to Trump as a father taking control of a house in chaos and said, sometimes dad has to do tough things. Doesn't make it always look great, but it's the right thing to do, and that's what we expect. It's like Tucker Carlson talking about this weird, like, little girl's going to get a vigorous spanking. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's just this, people in some ways, they voted for this cruelty, I guess, in this meanness. And
look,
this
I'm
misogyny.
Sorry, Jesse Waters, his father, used to tie him to the tree in the backyard with a bowl full of dog chow and go on, you know, 2 week benders. But I shouldn't have to pay for that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't even know. Where else do we start? Okay. So.
Well, I think puppy killer running Homeland Security is definitely up there.
Yeah. Yeah. As I said,
I think the first time she goes to like a DHS headquarters, the attack dogs will all eat her.
Someone said, when is it tomorrow with Trump and Biden? I hope he has both commander and
major,
whatever, major there.
Yes.
The president elect hates dogs, right?
He does hate dogs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so let's get him a couple of ferocious ones.
Yeah, there you go. So I've also been talking about Trump's demand to Republican supporters to, about the recess appointments, Charlie, which makes no sense. He has a big enough majority. I keep saying, like, how horrible are the nominees he wants to get through?
One of the things to remember is that a recess appointment doesn't have to go through the confirmation process.
Right.
Exactly.
But so what they do is they appoint them, and then Rick Scott doesn't run a confirmation process.
Yeah, one political analyst said he's concerned he may not get some of these folks through. There may be some Republicans that would push back against some of his more controversial nominees. Well, I've detected zero Republican pushback of any kind on anything. Have you?
Yeah, if there wasn't any Republican pushback the first time, there isn't going to be any this time.
Yeah.
I mean, what's her name? Betsy DeVos skated through.
She did.
And she was the worst, most unqualified nominee I've ever seen before a congressional committee.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no pushback on Kavanaugh.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
there was a little bit, but it wasn't, it wasn't, as we know now, it wasn't followed through with.
This one hit home. This headline hit home for me.
Pushback from Majority Leader Rick Scott.
Oh, God. What a Trump presidency means for the liquor industry. Oh, you know what? Now this is getting really personal.
Now it's real.
Now
is there enough booze to get through these next 4 years? There's another group of Americans worried about what Trump's presidency means for their fate. Distillers and winemakers, a trade war from the previous Trump administration wreaked havoc on the spirits industry, most notably in the both American and Scotch whiskey categories. Whiskey brands were bracing for a bumpy ride. They said the first round of Trump tariffs killed our EU business dead. I mean, Charlie, there's already, all these reports already about people not getting Christmas bonuses because companies are preemptively worried about the tariffs. They have to buy a bunch of, material now. I think I saw where Nissan's looking at massive layoffs.
I think a lot of that, since the tariffs are not in place yet, I think a lot of that is just, corporate masters doing what they wanted to do anyway. And now they have an excuse.
Right.
But once those things are in place, the effect is going to be immediate, and it's going to be real, and it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this Tom Homan, Border Czar.
Yeah.
It's on tape saying, how are you going to avoid child separation? He said, we'll just deport whole families. And they asked even the legal ones in the family. He's like, yes. I mean,
this is the guy who belongs in the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, he's Exhibit A in the case that Donald Trump did not distance himself from Project 2025.
Thank you. He wrote it.
Yeah. That whole thing was just a joke. This guy's awful. And all we can hope for is that he's been, stealing money from his Christmas club or something, and they catch him.
Don't worry, Charlie. I'm sure Stephen Miller and the puppy killer will help moderate him. Oh, my God.
Well, that's the other thing about Rubio. Is anybody going to pretend he's going to have any real power in this administration?
Kidding. I know.
They're going to run foreign policy, through the White House, and, they're going to have to run it through, Putin's council of advisors, too.
Yeah.
What's Rubio going to do? Go fly overseas and cut ribbons and go to funerals?
I know. No, it's all the worst of the worst Batman villains. That's exactly what we thought was going to happen. All right, Charlie, best of luck to you.
Oh, and I want to make one corrective, and I'm going to keep doing it until people finally straighten up on this one.
Okay.
It's not Kool-Aid. It's Flavor-Aid.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Jim Jones served was Flavor-Aid, not Kool-Aid.
All right, thank
Don't
you.
Don't slander Kool-Aid by saying drinking the Kool-Aid.
Okay.
That's the hill on which I'm going to die.
All right. Goodbye. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Charlie.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by you, making a difference. Right? Because that's what you're feeling right now. Powerless. Don't you let them do it. Don't you do it. You can make a choice, a smart choice for your phone company. Credo is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. It is a way to fight back and support a great company who is supporting great causes. They have donated over $95 million over the years to places that are desperately going to need it now, right? Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, March for Our Lives, on and on. When you join Credo, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Jody's got a cool new phone.
I do.
Switching so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. And if for Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
You got spunk. I hate spunk.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system, their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Fees may apply.
Attention men under the age.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the show brought to you by my little bed barnacles on Ink Live. Hefe sleeps in the bed with you, right, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a large dog. These are two tiny dogs, but they have like suction cups on the bottom of their feet because anytime I move in the bed, they just like, they reattach like barnacles. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're attached to me because I am the source of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, as are you for Hefe.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying dogs are all about food for love, but I'm just saying dogs are all about food. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is just the best dog food in the world. He's a renowned veterinarian, people. Do you know some people buy their dog food, Jody, from the companies that make candy bars? What is
ick?
They don't blast it on high heat. It's no flavor, no nutrients. This is all superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, yes, go ahead.
Blueberries.
Blueberries.
I just read how great blueberries are for a dog. And then I look, they're in Dr. Marty's already.
They're
a superfood. Did you know that? Did you know that blue fruits have the most nutrients? Yeah, there's kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, and then turkey, beef, duck, salmon are the first four ingredients. That's how you know there's no meat meal. There's no fractionated wheat 1,000 different ways. It is superfoods, and they love it, love it, love it. 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies if you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Cindy in Delaware says her kids are terrified. Yeah. Hey, Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, my wife and I, besides having the whole fear of, a gay married couple of worrying about our marriage, we also have adopted children from foster care, and one of which is biracial. And she's been with us. She's 6 years old now. We've got her at 2 days old. So, we didn't talk too much about, Trump. And I mean, obviously we did with Harris, but, we try not to do insult because, they don't really understand as much.
Yeah.
And trying the next morning after the election, they asked who won. And my oldest, she was mad. And, but my youngest starts burst out into tears. Aww. And she's crying. And we're like, honey, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And she goes, are they going to kill me?
Aww.
And we're like, honey, why would they kill you? And she's like, because I heard he doesn't like brown people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she thinks that they're going to kill her. She's 6 years old. And to me, that was the last thing I was thinking of all the different burdens that we have to worry about. Their adoption is ironclad. We're both legally their parents. And just to think that, oh, my God, in her six-year-old head thinking, oh, my God, he was elected. They're going to kill me because of the color of my skin.
Frances from Frangela, Cindy told this heartbreaking story. Her daughter used to love Hulk Hogan and found out, there's this tape of him calling black people the N-word. And she literally came, her eyes wide open. She's like, Mommy, why would he hate us? I thought Hulk Hogan was for everybody. So, sadly, Cindy, a lot of these conversations are going on, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, because we've already, my wife and I are Caucasian, and different times she's noticed, so this is already something that she thinks about. And we always tell her, oh, honey, you're so beautiful, and we wish we were our skin was like, yours. And then recently, as she's gotten older, pumping her up with
you keep doing that. You keep
different
doing
people that we can think of that.
Cindy,
one of my favorite is Tina Turner, and she knows her. And
we got a heartbreak. So sorry.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons & Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.